going to spend eternity somewhere, friend. And it's not that soul's fault where it spends eternity. And that's the thing that's unfair about it. The body takes the soul to hell, but the soul can take the body to heaven. Hallelujah. If the body will just let the soul have control, if the body will let the inward man take over. Oh, he cries out, "Oh, the daughters of my people am I hurt. I am black. I'm astonished and have taken hold on me." If you don't know, no wonder the soul can't understand some of the things it has to go through with sometimes. Sometimes it wonders, why do I have to go through this? I wasn't created to go to hell. I was thrown into this man by breath for God's sake, that he might be a living soul. And then in the 22nd chapter, the end is coming. The body is laying there stretched out. The breath is getting shorter. Can't breathe much anymore. And the soul cries out, is there no balm in Gilead? You know what balm is? It's a lotion, a soothing lotion. It's a salve. But he's talking about a spiritual balm now. Am I going to get any release in all the soul says? Is this body going to be healthy? Is there no position there? Can something be done? Body goes on plunging desperately down into destruction. And he says, if there isn't any bond in Gilead, or if there is a physician, why is it not the health of the daughters of my people recovered? Why doesn't he recover? Friend, let me tell you something. I don't know how you're going out of this life. I don't know when you go out to an automobile accident on the way home from church this morning, or when you live to be 110 years old. But your soul is concerned this morning about what you're doing with it. It's concerned about what you're doing with this soul that God has placed within you. Amen. And when you starve it, you're just like a man putting a bird in a cage and taking the food away from it, and not letting it have enough food to live. And when you begin to put it on a diet, brother, it might be good to have a diet sometimes in the natural, but you don't want to put your soul on a diet. You don't want to start taking away from your soul the strength, the spiritual food that it needs. Amen. And now let me go to another part of my message. That soul out there that you're dealing with, or you meet on the street, that you work with, that soul is in the same condition that you are. It's living in their house. You go up to that person and say, will you go to church with me? And they say, no, I'm not interested. Just remember, brother, there's a soul inside there crying out and saying, deliverance! Deliverance! Help me! Help me! Help me! The reason men go up to another man and ask him to pray with them or to accept Jesus as their Savior is because they realize it and they know there's a soul inside that man. Amen. If that soul is crying out, what are you trying to do? You're trying to see the soul saved. All right, does that give you a different mind on the situation? So the man spits in your face. So he slaps your face. He plucks your beard as it did Jesus did. Can you understand Jesus saying, Father, forgive these bodies. They know not what they do. They have a soul within them. That soul belongs to God. That soul's going to be responsible for what that body does, even though it's not, doesn't have any power. When you walk up to that man out there, that woman, that young person, they reject Jesus Christ, don't you get disturbed about it. Amen. Don't you turn and get disturbed at them personally. Amen. Because you're dealing with the soul inside. You're concerned about it. Amen. You ought to forget about the outward body. And think about the soul. You're dealing with the outward body, but you're dealing with the soul too, amen. You're dealing to get the soul saved, but you've got to go through the shell before you can get to the sea. That body says, no, I will not come to the house of God. That body says, I'll take my soul where I want it to go. I'm going to do what I want to do. And someone will say, are you happy? Oh, I guess I'm happy as the next person. They know they're not. They know that something inside of them is wrong. Amen. Here's what happens, friend. a lot of times. And the Bible tells us in one of the parables that Jesus told about a man who had within him a devil. And this devil was cast out. And the man then was garnished. Inside this building was garnished. It was made clean. Hallelujah. You know, this made the soul happy. But the soul said, I'm happy, but I'm still hungry. I'm happy, but I'm still starving to death. He got rid of all the sin. He went to the altar and prayed through. He got rid of all the sin, but I'm still down here starving to death. He won't read his Bible. He won't pray. He won't go back to the house of God anymore. He won't take me where I ought to go so that I can be fed. The soul is still down there hungry. And the Bible says that finally that devil went out and got seven other devils and came back into that house and the state of that man. It was made out of clay. Worse than before. Now here's what must happen. People that are saved must be filled. They must feed that soul. And any time you don't feed it, brother, something else is going to come in and take the place. Something else will move right in. The world has got the problem this morning. They've got two big a families living in one house. That's always a problem. You take 17 kids in a two-bedroom house, it's just a real problem. That's the reason there's so many unhappy people today. They're out there in the world, and they've got 17 different kinds of evil living in one house, and they're tormented by it. And then they don't know what to do. The soul is down there, and it has to live with that trash all day long. And all night long, it is crying out for deliverance. It gets so it can't even be heard. You walk up to that person and begin to deal with them about their soul. Amen. That's exactly what you're doing. You're trying to get that person to feed that soul. To get that soul saved. Praise God. You look at it that way, it brings a different light, friend. It ought to bring a different light on you than you this morning. Whether you're saved or not saved, inside you is something God gave you. It's a soul. And that soul is going to spend eternity somewhere. Amen. You've got to make the decision where it's going to spend eternity. You're the one that's going to make the decision where that soul spends eternity. In the Bible, in the 17th chapter of Luke, in verse 13, I want to read a little scripture here. The disciples. Verse 13, it's the 17th chapter of Luke. Wow. Verse 13. He says, and they lift up their voices and said, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. There were 10 lepers here that day. And there was a cry. What is leprosy? In the Bible, it's a type of sin. And in this condition, the soul is crying out, Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Thank God that there's power in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. To cleanse that soul. To cleanse that body, mind you. To forgive it for its sins. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you do this, friend. If we're going to be saved, if we're going to have this soul to be blessed and go to heaven, we're going to have to do something. Amen. He said, go show yourselves unto the priest. When they went to show themselves unto the priest, one of the scriptures says they came back healed. The priest didn't find that leprosy. It was gone. But they had to do something. You and I this morning are going to have to do something if we feed this soul that we have. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, your soul is starving. Your soul is laying there dormant. And it's crying out. It never quits crying out. It never quits crying out. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. I looked in Matthew, the 17th chapter, verse 14. Praise God. The 17th chapter of Matthew in verse 14, and when they were come to the multitude, they came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic, and sore vexed, for all times he falleth into the fire as oft in the water. This man was crying out for his son. His son was vexed. He was a lunatic. He needed help from God. Now the spirit of lunatic is out in the devil. Because we went down there, and when Jesus prayed for him, amen, and Jesus cast out this devil from him, amen. In the 18th chapter, and Jesus rebuked the devil. And when he did that, this devil was tormenting this young boy. And it was inside here. He rebuked it. Glory to God. And it came out. Hallelujah. Just like the man who garnished his house and got it clean. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Think about it. And he departed out of him. The child was cured from that very hour. Hallelujah. The world today is vexed. The world today is vexed. And the only salvation the world has got today is the church. That's all. There is no other way for men to be saved except the church go out and give them. The only way a man's soul will ever be delivered, oh wretched man that I am. Remember? This is the soul of man in the Bible crying out, oh wretched man that I am. Paul was talking here describing how that the body oppresses the soul. Amen. Who shall deliver me? I thank God, Jesus Christ. The church has got the job to do today. Of delivering souls. These souls are important, but they're inside a prison cell and they're locked up. They can't get out themselves. There's not a way in the world of them getting out. Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Hallelujah. When the church gets on its knees, the gates of hell begin to budge, both, and they begin to fall. They begin to crumble, hallelujah. Why? Because Jesus said that the gates of hell could not prevail against the church of the living God. And today, friend, if you're holding your soul back, and you're not letting your soul be fed, and you're keeping it, and you let things get in your heart that shouldn't be there, deliver that soul today. Let Jesus come in. Let Jesus come in. He'll bless you. He'll feed that soul. He'll take away that torment. He'll give you peace. The joy of the Lord will be your strength. Would you bow your head? Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We love man. We love everyone that's in this service today. We love them because every one of them has a soul that God breathed into them. They became a living soul when God breathed the breath of life. And that breath of life is eternal. God gave it to them. It's going to live on forevermore with some sort of body. Oh, Father, you don't know what sort of body you'll give it. The seed is cast to the ground, and it dies, and it brings forth fruit. So is our body. Oh, God, we know we're going to have a new body. We know that body is going to spend eternity somewhere. That soul. Lord, to be there with that body. Now this morning, Lord, there may be souls in this service tonight that are in bondage because of the body. There may be souls in this service tonight that are being held down, trampled down inside that body because of all kinds of oppression. All kinds of evil that's been allowed to come into the heart, soul, and mind. Oh, God, we pray for deliverance today. We pray that the hearts of men would be touched. They realize the condition and lift their hands to heaven and say, oh God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Deliver me from this wretched man that I am. Give me victory, hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. As your heads are still bowed, are you here this morning? And you have a soul inside you that's in captivity. And you haven't been giving that soul its right place. You haven't been letting God have his way. and you want prayer this morning, you want to be prayed for, and you raise that hand right now. And say right up at the end, but on which you pray for me. I realize God bless this hand. God bless you. Let me put it right back down. God bless this hand. Brother Roland, pray for me. I have allowed this soul to be fed. I have allowed this soul to be strengthened. And I find it makes me weak. It makes me miserable. I'm not a full man because part of me is not alive. The outward body is going about doing what it wants to do. And the soul is not being nourished. Is there another hand to be raised this morning?